Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Mehilchus Shabbos to Klal Yizayin. And we're talking about the Malacha of Toichin. Now, the Chayyadam is going to deal with this issue way, way in the future. So let's sort of bring it back earlier to over here. Under the Malacha of Toichin, one of the Xeris Rabbanon that Chazal put in place because of the concern of Toichin was the issue of taking medication on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. What's the connection between taking medication on Shabbos and Toichin? Because historically, they didn't have pills. They had various different herbs and spices. And the person who was not well would go to an individual who was knowledgeable in these things. They would take a mortar and a pestle, a crucible, and something to pound with. And they'd crush up different spices, mix them together in the right amounts based on the recipe, and give it to the person. So medicines were made on the spot, and the process would include toichin. So Chazal asked, taking medication on Shabbos, a gzera, a person might come to do toichin. And of course, we know the rule is by a gzera of Chazal, once it's in place, even if the reason seems to be no longer relevant, it's still aser. So even though the concern was, we're afraid that a person might grind up some ammonim, which seems to be much less of an issue nowadays when you buy your Tylenol from a bottle, you don't even know that it's ground up, whatever, so it's still going to be aser. Because Chazal, at the same time, wished to help people deal with the pain of being ill, Chazal put a limitation on this gezeir, and they said, if a person is truly ill, we're going to allow them to take medication. We're not talking about a person who's deathly ill, because of course if they're deathly ill and there's a succumbs of vashas, you're allowed to be mechal any isser of Shabbos to save their life. We're talking about a person who's what's called charli kol aguf, and the person is ill enough that they are in bed, and they're not full of mishkov. In order to help this person heal and get out of bed, or relieve the pain, etc., Chazal allowed taking medication. Even if the person is not novel the mishkav yet, but if they do not take this medication, they will become a novel the mishkav. And even if that nefila of the mishkav only takes place after Shabbos ends, but if they take the medication now, they will not be novel the mishkav after Shabbos ends. They're allowed to take the medication to prevent them from being a novel the mishkav eventually, even after Shabbos. So they put a heter that if a person is a choli kol aguf, so they can take medication. This drabon does not apply in that case. What about a person who's not nafal mishkav? The person is not actually in bed, but they have a good reason why they're not in bed. A mother is not feeling well, she's really not feeling well, but she has little children she has to take care of. So it's not realistic that she should get into bed. A single father is dealing with young children, and he's an alman, or he's a garish. He has his children. He has to take care of them. He can't go to bed. Even if he doesn't feel well, he can't go to bed. So the halacha is not if a person is nafal mishkav, but if a person belongs in bed. So there's two ways that a person could have that nafal kol aguf. One is that the whole body actually is actually sick. A person has a flu. It's not limited to one specific part of the body. The whole body is sick, as opposed to a localized type of discomfort or pain. The second scenario is it's a localized comfort or pain, but it is so strong that it weakens the whole body, and the whole body feels worn out and exhausted from dealing with the pain of that specific area. So a person has a very bad sprain. So the whole body is dealing with the pain, the muscles tense, and to try to hold the sprain in a position which is less painful. And the whole body is worn out from the effort to deal with this localized injury. So that's also called a nafal mishkav. So both those scenarios, a person will be able to take medication. We're not discussing doing malacha, either ice or rabbanon. That's a separate discussion. What's permitted to do for a chala kol aguf, what types of isurim rabbanon are permitted. But regards to simply the issue of toichin, one is allowed to take medication in that situation. On the other end of the spectrum, And there are scenarios where that Chazal allowed you to take medication, even if you're not Choli Kol HaGuf. And we'll clarify that more, Bezras Hashem, in the next shiur. And meanwhile, have a good day.